shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and it is our job, it's our calling, it is our destiny to go where other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot because they, well, they just cannot. Next hour is our News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. This hour, Mr. Stephen Bozell is going to be joining us as we continue our series on the educational system at the elementary and middle school level. And is it leaning more and more and more toward the left? Is it becoming a simply a large manufacturing base of liberal thinking? Mr. Bozell is going to join us here in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And a reminder that our website is philhendryshow.com. So if you head on over there, you can watch our Phil TV in HD if you have a backstage pass. As a matter of fact, with a backstage pass, you get thousands and thousands of hours of archived material, the daily podcast of our show, classic Phil podcasts, our news feed. We have our five-day archive of video casts. And, of course, the daily video cast. So, as well as a blog, as well as a news feed, and a lot of other great things. Check into our shop and pick up one of our CDs, as well as our T-shirt, our shot glass, our coffee mug, and who knows what else we'll come up with here in the near future. It's philhendryshow.com. All right. Stephen Bozell on the line here from Corona, California. And good to have you with us, sir. Mr. Bozell is a frequent contributor. Yeah, it's a frequent contributor on our program, and we often talk with you about your daughter, April, who attends CK Corona and is a, you mentioned to me that she is a, I believe she's a seventh grader or an eighth grader, something like that, Steve?
My daughter is a, right now, my daughter is seventh grade. She is a 12-year-old, and she's a young girl. She's a good girl. And she has a academic record that is excellent. We had a minor problem that when I had told you originally about it, I was concerned. I want you to know, though, up front before we begin this, that we have had a family meeting on it, and I was able to talk to her teachers. And
all right. So the thing that was concerning you last week, sir, was the purchase, and I don't blame you. She asked you on was it Thursday?
Yes, sir. It was Thursday last week.
And she said she needed to purchase what?
Well, my daughter, they had a presentation at school on Friday, what they called their Memorial Day presentation. And it encourages young people to discuss Memorial Day as well as observe Memorial Day in the way that they feel from their own inner. And I don't know how you would say this, Mr. Hendry. I'm not an educator. But from their own inner instincts, how they see it. And so she asked me if I'd take her to the costume store to get a skeleton costume, and she wanted to do it right away because she knew all the other kids. She's in a class of 40. There were probably about 30 of the kids or 20 of the kids that wanted to get skeleton costumes too. So she was afraid they'd be sold out, this and that. And I told her at the time.
Your daughter wanted a skeleton costume for Memorial Day.
And again, I want you to know, we've worked it out. Mrs. Dorton, my understanding is, and I talked to Ms. Haley, who is my daughter's teacher. Mrs. Dorton is the headmistress of the school, and I was told and I was assured by Mrs. Haley that Mrs. Dorton is fine, and she's fine. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful to Mrs. Dorton for that. And
All right. Well, tell me before we get into this, what your reaction, it sounded to me, was very healthy, Steve. Your daughter wanted to get a skeleton costume. And what did you say?
I told her at the time I didn't think it was wise. I thought she was. I did not think it was a good way to represent Memorial Day. I know now that I've been wrong.
You know now that you've been wrong. All right. Well, I'll tell you, I thought your instinct at the time was right on. So she wanted to basically say Memorial Day was about a lot of skeletons, a lot of dead people, a lot of, in other words, a loss of life for nothing, people that have gone to their grave for nothing. They're nothing more than a pile of bones. And all of those men who died and women who died in defense of our country was all for naught. Isn't that what her statement was?
Well, my daughter's statement was essentially that.
And are you telling me that now you agree with it?
Well, sir, Phil, I don't want to come on your program and be interrogated like I'm on a CNA.
Well, I apologize for that, but I'm just trying to get some answers here, you know.
Well, have you seen, I don't know if you've seen on the TV, the Casey Anthony trial and the way they talk, and I don't want to be on that trial. You know?
No, sir, I don't want to put you, you're not guilty of murder. I think you're a good father, Mr. Bozell. You're telling me, though, that you now agree with your daughter wearing a skeleton costume to school on Friday as her way of observing Memorial Day.
I feel, and in speaking with Mrs. Haley, I wanted to find out what Mrs. Dorton thought. And Mrs. Dorton approved, and I said, okay. And just so you know, Mr. Chairman, my daughter is here. April Jr. is here. And, honey, I'm going to be on. She's here. She's listening to the broadcast.
All right. Well, we welcome her to the broadcast. But I'm talking to you right now, and my question is, are you saying that you now endorse that?
I see my daughter's point after what had happened was on Thursday, she said, Daddy, I need to get a skeleton costume. I said, why? I'm thinking Halloween. And we're nowhere near that. She said, because of the Memorial Day presentation we're going to do. And I said, I don't think that's a respectful, you know, I misspoke. I told her that it was not respectful to observe the dead on Memorial Day as just a bunch of skeletons. And that's when she left. She didn't say much. And I pretty much, at that point, then I knew. I didn't even bother going to work. I just stayed by the phone. And I got the call at probably about...
All right, so this has happened so often that you get called into her school. Because what happens is, you say something to her that she disagrees with, and she goes to school and tells the school about this, and they have you in.
They call and request that I go down there.
And you, after that conversation on Thursday morning, you didn't even bother to go to work. Well, the first time I talked to you about this, you would go to work and you get a call.
No, I knew that she'd go to school and tell them that her father did not approve of the skeleton costume. So as soon as she went out the door, I told my wife, well, that's going to blow the whole morning, so I went ahead, got myself another cup of coffee, pulled a sports page, and waited for the call, and it came about 30 minutes later.
And who was it from initially?
I thought it was from Dorton. It was Mrs. Haley then got on the line and said to report to the school, which I did do, and then Dorton just pointed down the hall toward the class.
Pointed down the hall toward the class, which is where you went, and then what happened?
And then I was... talked to the kids, and they told me why the skeleton costume is good on Memorial Day. And this young boy, Bradley Schragen, who's a good kid, he said to me that I was interfering in matters that were not of my concern. He said that these are matters that go beyond my ability to understand them. And he's a very bright...
Now, you're talking to an 11-year-old kid, isn't that right?
Andrew,
no, come on. Isn't this Bradley kid 11 years old?
Yes, sir, he is.
And this kid is telling you that you're meddling in matters that are beyond your understanding.
He said to me that I was meddling in matters beyond my comprehension. I said to him, I feel that it's wrong to wear a skeleton costume to say this is what an American soldier represents. And that's when he told me to... He did tell me to shut up and...
And he told you to shut up.
Mr. Henry, if you will let me tell, because every time you say something, I know that my daughter is over here. She's going to want to say some things.
I don't want to talk to your daughter. I want to talk to you. This kid told you to shut up.
He told me to shut up because I was not seeing things right. And when he explained to me, Bradley and the other kids explained to me, that the use of the skeleton costume shows that what Memorial Day truly is about is just death. Just black death and dancing skeletons. And I suddenly realized... You know, that's got a point.
And you all of a sudden realize this. I don't for a minute believe this. I don't know what pressures are being exerted on you, sir.
Well, I know that Mrs. Dorton, who is a very good educator, look, I don't want my daughter thrown out of this school, and I don't want Dorton, I don't want Mrs. Dorton to think that our family is not quality enough. And so in order for us to have my daughter at CK Corona, I want to do the things that I need to do to keep Dorton from, putting our family in the file. And
so you're concerned with being thrown out of this school, and so therefore your daughter coming to the house saying, "I need a skeleton costume, Dad." You say you don't want to buy it, and you give reasons that I think are very sound, and they're your opinion, and there's nothing wrong with you imparting your opinion to your daughter. You find out later at school that you're wrong. You're told you're wrong by an 11-year-old, and you're fine with that.
I'm fine with whatever it makes my daughter happy, sir. And I was against it, but now I'm in favor of it.
What happened to the man who said that wearing a skeleton costume on Memorial Day was an offense to the men and women that died?
That man still is alive, except for the skeleton costume part, which I believe my daughter was right when she said that I believe in our fighting men and women, but Memorial Day, maybe it is just skeletons dancing. I don't know.
Maybe it is, you don't know. You went from being very definite to maybe it is, you don't know.
Again, you're interrogating me like I'm some kind of Casey Anthony, some kind of a whore.
You know, no, sir, I'm not a whore. No, sir. All right, we're going to take a break here because I can see that Mr. Bozell did not buy his daughter a skeleton costume for Memorial Day presentation at her liberal school, and that cost him. He was called on the carpet by the school. By the class, and now he sees the error of his ways. And I just don't think that that's honest. I don't know what's going on here, but I think wearing a skeleton costume on Memorial Day is an insult. I think the fact that he didn't want to buy it in the first place was the right decision. The fact that he turned around and bought it because he was afraid his kid would be thrown out of the school, would you worry about that? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Steve Bozell in just a moment. How would you handle this?
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
On the line with me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. His daughter goes to CK Corona Middle School and asked to wear a skeleton costume to school for a Memorial Day presentation. Why is that? Well, because Memorial Day is really just about skeletons, about death. Now, if you are thinking this is a fairly liberal curriculum, you're right. Joining us is Mr. Bozell, Mr. Corona. Mr. Bozell.
If my name was Corona, I wouldn't have the problems I have. I guess I'd be one of the inheritors of the town fortune or something.
Well, what you did say to her, though, was, I think, the right thing. You said, no, I will not buy that costume for you. That's a wrong way to celebrate Memorial Day. But then you turned around and you caved in.
You have to understand, at this school, Mr. Henry, there are certain principles. Some people, you're just not going to stand up to. I mean, I don't care who you think you are and what you think you are. There are some educators, you can't do it. And
well, I dare say there's probably people. In other words, this headmaster, this principal, this Mrs. Dorton.
That's correct.
Is so formidable that you would not dare stand up to her and say what?
I'm not going to tell her. I'm not going to say to her, my daughter is not going to wear a skeleton costume. You're not going to say that to this particular kind of school administrator. There are some parents think they're going to challenge the status quo. Some parents think they can tell educators what to do. And I for one, I've always been one of those. But you got to draw the line at some people. Some people are going to cut you off at the knees. And
all right, so what is the lady's name? Her name is Mrs. Dorton?
It's Erica Dorton. She has been the headmistress there at the CK Corona for 21 years. What she says goes. You have your kid in that school.
Is it a public school?
Yes, it is.
It's not even a private school?
No, it's not a private school.
So at a public school, you would think that the parents have a say.
At most public schools, my understanding is yes, of course, that's the way it goes. Not at this one. And the reason is because...
Well, is she generally supported by the parents? Because it doesn't sound to me like you support her.
Yes, I do support her. Yes, I do support her. I'm not going to say I don't support her. That's the last thing that I want to have publicly expressed, is that I don't support her. I do not want to say that, because you have to understand that certain things have consequences. And
well, what if this is a public school and your daughter wants to wear a skeleton costume as a way of celebrating Memorial Day, and you say to her as her father, no, you may not.
Yes, but the school told her that they wanted her to do this. That's what she wanted. They said, yes, that was a good idea. They gave it a big thumbs up. So the school was totally in favor of it.
The school's totally in favor of her walking around in a skeleton costume on Memorial Day. And this is a public school, and this is a school that you want to take, that you want your daughter in.
I want her in the school, because this woman, Dorton, is standing between me and my daughter, and standing between me and my daughter and getting my daughter out the door of the school.
And I've never heard of any school, any administrator anywhere that has that kind of power.
Mr. Henry, it's probably been a long time since you had a kid in school. But these days, school administrators and teachers have a lot of power. And this one at this school, I tell you, if
What if you wanted to take this kid out of the school?
If I wanted to take my daughter out of that school?
Yeah.
I'd have to deal with Dorton.
You know what, man? Maybe there's something I'm missing here, you know?
No. The only thing you're missing is you've never been, you're not a parent today. In today's modern society, you don't take a kid out of a school run by a woman like Erica Dorton. You don't do it. And I can tell you,
why don't you step up as a parent and just tell this school the costume's offensive? You don't want your daughter wearing a skeleton costume. Why can't you do that?
Because of what the ramifications can be with this Dorton.
And what would those be, sir? What would those be? I don't understand. You say to me that you can't, she's not going to kick you out of the school.
I would love my daughter to get out. I would love my daughter, and I'm saying something right now that is probably not the smartest thing to say, but I would love for my daughter to get out of that school. Yes, sir, I would. I would love for my daughter to get out of that school. I would love for my daughter not to wear that costume, and that's going to get me in. What I have just said on your program tonight could put me in a lot of trouble. But I can't do it, and I won't put my family at risk. And
what is going to put your family at risk? I got to find out here, and you don't want to tell me. This is a public school. This is a teacher there. This is the...
No, she's the principal. Her name is Erica Dorton. You ask around.
Ask around. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. We have Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, I just... To the dad, this is a joke of any father. You stand up, be a man, not be your best friend to your daughter. You cowered to an 11-year-old boy, not to some headmistress. You didn't even get to the headmistress. You cowered to a 11-year-old
boy. Oh, yeah. No, I already talked to her. And I can tell you, sir.
Boy, 11-year-old boy says it's beyond your comprehension level, and you cowered to that. You didn't become.
What would you do? What would you do?
Be a father and not a best friend to your daughter. You need to stand up and say, "Listen, this is what's right in my house, my rules." Not some 11-year-old boy who says you can't comprehend this.
I think it's easier said than done, sir. When you're not standing in my shoes.
And well, what is it about your shoes that makes it so different?
You have to understand the power that this woman Dorton has. You have to understand what she's capable of.
Is this 11-year-old boy part of her dominion?
Well, he's part of the school that she approves the curriculum, and that boy supports the curriculum, which was wear a skeleton costume.
And you said to your daughter, as a good father, you said, don't wear that, that's offensive. And you were right. And then you turn around and you back down after this kid calls you whatever he did, and after this Dorton looked disapprovingly at you.
You guys don't know what you're dealing with here.
Draw when this headmistress has her little minions say, okay, today we're going to have everybody drink the Kool-Aid, sponsored by Jim Jones?
No,
you're going to be okay with that.
No, it's not. It's none of that internet talk, okay? I'm not in some chat room now. This is my daughter. It's her school.
And you weren't a father. You were trying to be your daughter's
best friend. Are you a father? Let me ask you a question. Are you a father?
Yeah, absolutely I'm a father.
Of what?
That's why I'm calling. I'm upset.
Of what?
Bowed down.
Well, you're a father of what? Two, three,
father
ten?
Father of what? I'm father of... I got two girls. What do you mean father of what?
Two girls. How old are they? Are they in school? Are they out of school?
They currently
school?
Are 14 and 12. Thank you. 14 and 12.
And what schools are they in? Are they in kindergarten or...
14 and 12, kindergarten. All right, Jeff, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Are there some headmistresses, some schools you can't deal with? It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, a construction contractor who has been a frequent contributor to our program. And we're talking tonight about the middle school there in Corona, CK Corona, where you have had an ongoing dispute with the school regarding your daughter and their curriculum, but each time you find yourself giving in to the school because you can't seem to withdraw your child from this, a public school.
You know, to say that I can't, excuse me.
Are you, I mean, you're emotional about this, aren't you?
I'm not emotional. I want you and your listeners to know that I hear what you're saying. I understand. There's only certain things I want to say, and one of them is that this woman, Erica Dorton, is a East Coast liberal. She come to California and got a hold of this middle school. Her ideas are now rife throughout the school, and the idea of dancing skeletons or whatever these kids were going to do on Memorial Day was an example of it. When I said don't go out in the skeleton costume, my daughter immediately went to the school, reported it to Dorton. It was then transmitted to the middle school, top two middle school teachers, and then that was transmitted down. So by the time I got the phone call, they had marshaled most of the administration.
And what do you mean marshaled most of the administration? So you were called on the carpet by the school, and you for saying that you didn't want your daughter wearing this skeleton costume. What was said to you?
Well, what was said to me was that Memorial Day is nothing more than a celebration of the dead. It's just we're glad you're dead.
And you got to be kidding me, man. You didn't say anything to them?
I was told to shut up.
Told to shut up?
Yes, sir. And I want to explain something to you, if I could, Mr. Hendry.
You were told to shut up by who?
By Mrs. Haley, who is the school, who is the homeroom teacher. And Dorton was at the end of the hall. I saw when I came out just to get a breath of air, I saw Dorton standing there.
What conversations have you had with Mrs. Dorton?
I have not had any.
You've not had any conversations with her?
No, sir, I have not.
What do you mean you've never had any conversation when you went to the school?
No, she simply pointed down the hall. She didn't say anything, she pointed, and then turned back into her office and closed the door. I played for you the recording that we have of her calling my home.
I think on our last show, but I mean, the point that I want to bring out to my audience here is that this woman is somehow pressuring you. And what we're trying to do is get advice from other parents who have dealt with high-pressure schools and who have dealt with high-pressure administrators, who've dealt with school, you know, really schools that other parents might have had a hard time dealing with, or just parents who've dealt with schools, to give you some guidance here, because you seem completely intimidated by this school.
Yeah, but you see, Mr. Henry, no advice I'm going to get tonight on your show.
And our number, by the way, is 877. Hold on for a minute, Mr. Bozell. 877-876-PHIL. If those of you listening, if you've had schools that your children are in that have been run by very imposing kinds of individuals, very aggressive kinds of teachers and administrators. How have you dealt with that?
Well, but you see, Mr. Henry, there's no one listening to your show right now, I dare say, who's going to have a fix-it for this Dorton, because she's got a... The woman is... She has a lot of parents intimidated.
In what way?
Bill Freshley was one of the fathers in our men's club. He also was part of our junior high boosters. He got into a spat with this Dorton, or at least one of the administrators there that reported Dorton. And it was concerning the girls' softball team. They were going out of town, and they were going to be spending the night in a town other than Corona. And he was having an issue with that because he didn't like the chaperone situation. There wasn't really going to be no chaperone. He took it to Dorton, and apparently it got very heated. Now, that died down, but here about 5 months later, he turned up with his throat cut.
Good God.
In his garage at home.
Well, how do you know it has anything to do with the school? How do you know it has something to do with the school?
The teachers, the neighbors say they saw this commencement robe, an individual wearing a long scholastic commencement gown, running from the garage at 2 a.m.
Someone in a commencement gown running from the garage at 2 a.m. You're telling me that this was this Dorton?
That's what they said happened. I can't prove it. No.
So you're telling me now that school that your kid goes to, one of the parents got his throat cut when he was arguing with them about his daughter's softball team going out of town without chaperones?
That's what we're thinking.
And when you say we, who are you talking about?
There's a group of us. I don't want to get into who we are. I don't want to get into what we're about. I don't want to use names. We have, we identify each other. We know who each of us is. And there's a group of probably about 10 parents. We can recognize each other by certain recognition signals, shall we say, that we have.
Boy, you know, I got to tell you something, Mr. Bozell. You need to get the police involved.
Boy, wrong thing to do. Oh, is that wrong?
Well, you got to get the cops involved. If you suspect that this principal cut somebody's throat?
It's the wrong thing to do, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
All I got to do is holler cop. And that's the last time you'll ever hear people.
All you got to do is holler cop. It's the last time we hear from Steve Bozell. I'm telling you right now, you got to get the cops involved or something, because if you're that frightened of a school administrator, of a principal, that you can't tell your daughter not to wear something to school, and you're going to stand there and take the abuse and the crap.
Mr. Henry, you don't understand. There have been people who've tried to go to the police. There is something about this woman that is, I can't describe it, but she's not playing. She's not of this world.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, okay? You sound like a guy that's panicked. You sound like a guy that's lost your ability to rationally think about certain things. I'm telling you, you need a cop.
If I holler cop...
Yeah, I know. If you holler cop, that's the last of Steve Bozell. I don't think so. I'll holler cop for you. How about that? Why don't I...
No, please. God, please don't.
No, what do you mean, please don't?
Please don't do that. You don't know. You don't know what Dorton will do.
877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-7445. Here is Patrick in Bakersfield. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Stephen Bozell.
Yes. My children went to another school district in Riverside County. We had somewhat of a similar situation, where the administrators were trying to impose undue rules on the children. I stood up against a principal and a vice principal, and they were trying to just basically push me back down. So I took it straight to the school board. And now both the principal and the vice principal at that school district or at that high school that my children went to are no longer employed by that school district.
Because you went right to the school board, sir? You went right to the school board? You went right to the school board, correct?
I went to the school board.
Mm-hmm.
And
Steve, what about that?
That's the whole problem. They won't tell me where the school board is. I asked them. I said, I want to go to the school board, and they won't tell me where it is. You don't understand.
You don't ask them to go to the school board. You go to the school board.
I don't know.
Go right to the administration office, and you report it to the human resource. That's how I went in. I went through the human resource director, and I reported it to
I don't know where that is. They won't tell me where it is. I don't know where it is.
You don't know where what is.
You know what? All you need to do is look it up in the phone book.
It's not in the phone book.
You are in the school
look up
district.
In the school district that you're in, look it up in the Corona Unified School District.
I tried to find it under three or four different headings. They've got a Corona Unified, they've got a beverage company, they've got a unified water treatment plant.
Where's the school board for the plant?
There is a school district.
I believe you, sir.
You know, my children went to a high school in San Jacinto School District, which is in the same county as Corona.
Right.
There is a school district office. School districts have a school district office.
Go to the administrator.
All you need to do is...
Where is this? Yeah.
You know,
I want to... Patrick, hold on for a second. I want to play this tape that you say you got. You got this phone call at 1:30 on the morning after this contretemps with your daughter erupted. Let's listen to this.
I don't get it. You need to stand up against this lady, and you need to tell her.
Hold on. We just heard that tape.
She has to tell you who her bosses are.
You didn't hear that tape recording I just played, did you, sir? You didn't hear the tape recording I just played. That was her calling my home at 1:30 in the morning.
Play it again there, Robert, so that Patrick can hear this.
By all rights, teacher, play and again. Also that administrator needs to be terminated on their job because they are overstepping their bounds and trying to take control of your children, and it's wrong.
Have you ever dealt with a school administrator that has called your home and just breathed into the phone?
That is harassment. Why don't you turn that tape over?
Okay, that's right.
It's on tape. Turn it over to the police.
Why don't you give that to the police?
Because Bill Gilley turned up with his throat cut. That's why I don't turn it over to the police.
Corona is part of Riverside County. Contact Riverside County Sheriff's Office. They will take care of it. You're nothing.
That is harassment. Patrick just used the magic word. It's harassment. Okay.
Yeah, but the problem is, how do I know that's her?
Well, you know what? If you think it is, that's a good place to start.
You have it on record. When you're able to find out. You know what? I could probably go online right now and find the school district numbers and the school district office. All you do is you turn this matter over to the police. It's on record.
Exactly. Okay. We've got to find out this school, where it is. And
it's called CK Middle School.
Okay.
But if you listen to this tape one more time, that's the part that scares me.
That sounds like some mental case, man. That person shouldn't be running a school. Scaring the hell out of you?
Have you ever had that experience, Patrick? I've just had the gentleman in Bakersfield.
I've only dealt with being called into the school.
Oh, great.
This gentleman has.
Oh, my God.
With an administrator, and the administrator that the vice principal that is no longer employed by that school district was originally a cop. He started out his career as a cop, and then he got into administration.
Did you ever go toe-to-toe with someone breathing into the phone?
And he tried to intimidate me. He tried to knuckle me down, and I stood toe-to-toe with him, and I told him I'm not going to stand for it.
Okay, sir, but go toe-to-toe with this.
I'm sorry? That's not the
Look at Steve, that's a phone call. It's breathing into a phone, okay? That's nothing.
That's nothing?
That's nothing at all.
That's nothing, huh? I'm telling you right now, this woman is not of this world.
All right. Well, then let the...
You know what? Breathing into the phone is nothing at all. You know, if they were calling you and threatening you, that's another matter. That's an entirely other matter.
That is exactly correct. And
that's
what the man
that is...
That's what he's...
the phone, and that is nothing.
Exactly. You see?
Stand up to this woman. Find out who is employed by. Contact that school district. Contact their... What you do is you go into the human resource office of that school district. The person, administrator, that works in that office will put you in contact with the school district.
You know what, Mr. Bozell, that's a freak. That's some kind of a freak, and that's not a person that should be in charge of a school. And this man's advice is absolutely sound.
Well, I'll tell you, all I want is my daughter to get an education. I don't want anybody bothering me. I don't want anyone breathing into my phone.
The last thing you should expect is you
be a man and you stand up to it. You let them know.
The last thing you need.
And you know what? The best thing you do is protect your child. And the way to do it is to stand up and tell them, I'm not going to put up with this.
Exactly. And to me, these are phone games. This is now an infantile mind at work.
An infantile mind? Something that can talk backwards? I don't think so.
Something that can talk backwards. All right, Patrick, I appreciate your call very much, sir.
Yeah, something that talks backwards. When you record it, it comes out the right way.
I thank you very much, Patrick, for your call, and thank you for your very good advice, too. I appreciate that. 877-876-PHIL.
You're just blowing right past that, huh?
What do you mean, something that talks backwards?
Listen to this.
Recorded May 22nd, 3:30. Yep.
What do you think of that?
What is that, man?
That was on my answering machine.
6:30 in the morning.
Are you kidding?
That was on your answering machine, and you think that's the principal of your kid's school?
I know it is. It's Dorton. Dorton, Dorton. It was Dorton at the beginning, it was Dorton in the middle, and it'll be Dorton at the end. At the bitter end. I'll tell you something else, Mr. Henry. When Jesus does come, when Jesus does finally come, and he raptures everybody on up, and I don't get raptured up, Dorton's going to be standing there, because they'll kick her out of that grave, and you better believe. That's one ghoul. That's a ghoul that'll chase you down. What have I done? Why did I buy that hooker?
Do you feel...
Go ahead and laugh. I sinned, now I'm going to pay.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. That's a guy that's got some kind of a neurosis leading into a psychosis. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Stephen Bozell with us, what?
That's okay. We'll be back on the air.
Yeah.
All right, I was on, I was getting myself a Diet Coke, and I turn around, there's my daughter.
Okay, so your daughter's there. You know, that's really good. Is she listening?
She's been listening all... Give me the phone, okay? April, I'm going to hold the phone.
Okay, tell her for me.
Hold on for a minute, Phil, will you? I got the phone. You don't...
I got the phone.
You got the cord around my throat. I told you about these people.
What?
I told you.
I'm going to have the phone, honey, not you. I got the phone, not you. You got the cord right around my throat.
Steve, do you need help?
No, I don't need any help. Honey, I'm bigger than you. It's talking to you. It's pretty funny, actually, too.
She sounds like she's got the cord. You can't talk.
No, that's fine. I'm going to get loose of the cord once sooner or later. She thinks she's badass. Watch this. Think you're badass? Just going to get the cord around my throat. You think you're badass? Think you're badass? Watch this. Woo! Woo!
Yeah, how's that feel? I dropped her.
What happened, man?
She come up behind me with the cord on the phone, put her around my throat. At no time was I in danger. I told her. Man.
What did you do?
What did I do? I laid her out. Look at that. Boy, she ain't going to be getting up for a while. All right, bring on Dorton. Now I feel good. Now I feel like I'm ready for Dorton. And
well, this Dorton, you got to take the guy's advice. By the way, I'd call the cops if your daughter tried to strangle you.
No, I ain't calling no cops. I'm waiting for Dorton now. I'm going to wait by that door. I'm going to wait there with this. Looking at the moon in the sky. I got a couple of barrels loaded for her. Oh, yeah. Dorton.
Phil Hendry.
Dorton.